Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Acts 8, verse 9 through 13. Simon saw the signs and great works that the power of the Holy Ghost gave, and he perceived to covet this power in wrongdoing. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." Acts 8, verse 18 through 19. Peter corrected his error with the word, showing Simon his heart was not right with God. This act showed Simon had not yet learned to yield to the Holy Ghost, even though he was converted into a believer. Simon was looking for personal gain and not to the Lord who supplies all our needs. But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Acts 8, verse 20 through 23. Simon in reflection recognizes his sin and repents. Then answered Simon and said, "Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." Acts 8, verse 24. Acts 10 introduces us to a Gentile man named Cornelius, who was a centurion Roman army official in control of an all-Italian battalion. He was a devout man and well-respected among the Jews. Cornelius had a prayer life, fasted for the Lord, and received visions from God.